Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we are. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. It is what we do on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. 6:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Helene, the aftermath. Numbers keep growing, at least 90 dead due to this storm in several states. Absolutely horrendous on many different levels. It's amazing to see some of the pictures and videos that are emerging. I do have a pet peeve. I hate it when people put pictures out. They don't label them, or you see a video. You don't know if it's dated.
Yep.
A lot of that stuff is floating around, literally.
You've got the one of the roller coaster, supposedly, you know, in Georgia. The picture's from 2009.
Yeah.
That
I just,
kind of thing.
Why are people... I just... Ugh.
Right. I know.
Ugh. All right, because we have real problems and real issues we're trying to deal with. And one of the areas that we're trying to help out here is Dixie County. They suffered terribly. That is not a wealthy community. And they could use our help for sure. So the Republican Executive Committee in here in Alachua County, they've decided to be a headquarters for a drop-off point. And they're going to do it all this week. And then on Saturday morning, they are going to head to Dixie County, and they're inviting everybody to, you know, go with them and, you know, to be able to volunteer to help if you can. But here's some of the items they need. Baby items, non-perishable food, water, pet food, blankets, clothing, protein powder, tarps, gasoline, two-stroke oil. And so the donation location is 1722 Northwest 80th Boulevard, number 70 in Gainesville. If you look up, you know, Alachua GOP or Republican Executive Committee, you should be able to map it out easy enough. And thanks in advance for any help that you can offer. And Tim Marden is the point person. So if you know Tim, you can get in touch with him. In fact, he's even given out his phone number, 352-474-1022. And he said if you'd like to assist taking items over with a truck, a trailer, or both, get in touch with him.
Just for a reference point, if folks are kind of trying to get a visual of where that is, imagine Newberry Road west of I-75 there at Fort Clark. So like from Newberry, you'd go north on Fort Clark to Northwest 15th Place, I think it is, yeah. And that just kind of winds around through a little office park, and you'll find it back in there.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it's kind of a give
you
general
area. So it's off of Fort Clark.
Yes, uh-huh, north of Newberry. Yep.
Thank you, Greg. That was quite helpful.
I'm a helper.
Yeah, everybody's going to need some help. The devastation, especially on the coast. But, I mean, there's plenty of damage in between, but really the coast just got completely hammered. All right. In fact, yep, we got stories related to it. And this, you know, when I pulled this story, it's 64 people. It's up to 90. And it is amazing what's happened to the north.
Oh, my goodness.
Like in North Carolina.
Yeah. Asheville, what a mess that
is. They've had some bridges that have gone out in some areas. I know they had dams that were, like, teetering.
Yeah, I know, like, there's one in Tennessee broke. Yeah, it's not good.
And, well, I just, again, the devastation, unbelievable. Now, you're not going to be real happy with this, but I have to report it. There is a somewhat similar disturbance with what we saw with Helene forming again in the Western Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. It's a broad area of low pressure, and it's producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms. This almost sounds word for word what I shared with you early last week. Environmental conditions appear to be conducive for gradual development. Tropical depression could form around the middle part of this week. So it's just, let's keep some eyes out there. It looks similar. There's no telling how it's going to behave. Formation chance through 7 days is considered medium, about 50%. And that formation could be, at worst, a tropical storm. But anything's possible. It's right. Just one of those. And thanks to Radiant Credit Union for your severe weather update. And that's what we do. We just keep an eye on stuff and prepare for the worst, hope for the best. But so far, this is nothing to be all upset about. And if it starts to develop, of course, we're going to be all over it. We'll let you know.
Again, they are all different. And what happens between now and middle of the week or whatever, temperatures, water temperatures, all that kind of thing, it can be a totally different scenario. The Cat 4 obviously was the exception to the normal. I'm trying to be an optimist.
The surge, unbelievable.
Oh, yes.
The surge at Cedar Key and even the surge in many areas around Tampa Bay. I know Betsy's sister had 2.5 feet of water in her home. You know, our home sits up a little bit, so that had to be at least 3.5 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
Of water. Yeah, and I mean, it's a neighborhood. I mean, as far as you could look, at one time the water was, you know, covering about a third of the house.
Wow.
And yeah, there's a water line there, and then everybody's got, you know, their furniture out on the lawn and out by the street, and just, it is going to be a mess for a while. I saw pictures again. It's hard to know what stuff is really real, but a lot of sand on a lot of the area, beach towns like Paso Grill, all the way up through Treasure Island, if you know that area at all. Just, I mean, tons of sand in the streets.
Well, even just the trees and limbs. You got friends in Newberry. You got a tree on their house, tree on their truck. I mean, it's like the list kind of goes on and on. One of the lakes, I'm trying to think if it was in North Carolina, just full of the wood debris of the trees and everything. Just, you don't even see the water. You just see all the limbs and everything else that rushed into the lake. It's a mess.
Wow. Well, Trump was at the Georgia-Alabama football game, made an appearance there. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the response was very, very good.
Yeah.
People were pumped up and excited to see him. And he's slated to visit Valdosta, Georgia, today. Press issue came out Sunday that he would be visiting there to receive a briefing on the devastation from the hurricane and facilitate the distribution of relief supplies. And the Valdosta mayor, James Matheson, confirmed that there have been 3 deaths reported as a result of Hurricane Helene. It's one thing, the coastal areas is bad enough, but when you have death and destruction, you know, hundreds of miles away from where the storm hit, it is, it's one that will be remembered, unfortunately, a living infamy.
Well, a lot of it is a different kind of damage here. Obviously, you have the surge, but the wind was the big problem, being a hurricane for Florida. You get up into, you know, the Carolinas and into Tennessee. Now it's the water is the big issue.
Well, the surge was huge here in Florida, but yes, the water accumulating, they had rain, I guess, for a period of time. I mean, they were somewhat saturated, I guess, in some of those areas around North Carolina. And they just were overwhelmed, inundated with the amount of water then that they had to deal with. Still dealing with it, in fact. And my sister lives in Greenville, South Carolina. Neighbor's tree, very, very large tree, came down in their yard. Power was out anyway, but I think it contributed to them having their power out a little bit longer. than they were hoping. But it is nice to see on social media. Most of the stuff I saw was very positive toward the linemen, the hard work they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
I know that Ed Bilarski, the general manager of GRU, I thought was very good about updating people, letting them know what was going on, the severity of it. You know, this is the worst they've ever seen as far as damage to the GRU infrastructure. So, but people were positive. The linemen were just crushing it, working super hard. And even though there's still a lot of people without power, a lot of people's power has also been restored. We'll stay on top of this. We've got a ton of other things we're going to talk about, including the vice presidential debate is tomorrow night. We will carry it live here on The Sky. It is 6:16. Don't forget, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click subscribe, and there you have it. 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.